Hi, this is a dictation for Michelle Spruce, Michelle Spruce, date of birth 8/9/1951. Date of accident 2/20/2022. Date of service is 1/7/2022. The patient reports chief complaint of severe pain in the left ankle, foot, and heel, headaches, pain in the right side of the neck and right upper shoulder, lower back pain, and cramping the left leg. History of automobile accident. The patient alleges on 2/20/2021, she was a victim of automobile accident as follows. Around noon time, she was driving a Chevy Cavalier car at 45 miles an hour. She was not restrained. No, she was restrained at the time. The accident occurred on Southfield Freeway while exiting Joy Road in west part of Detroit. She hit an ice patch and the whole car spin and crossed the entire freeway, and then it hit the median. Fortunately, there was no oncoming traffic. There was no other car was involved. Her car was completely total, although there was no glass breakage and no windshield breakage. The car was smoking, and everybody thought it is on fire. However, it was not on fire. The patient reports that the airbags were deployed and no other car was involved in this accident. And the police did not arrive at the scene, but the ambulance arrived at the scene. The patient was taken by the ambulance to the Sinai Grace Hospital, where she remained overnight. And then subsequently, she was operated for her fracture on left ankle calcaneus by Dr. Crawford, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D. And she has only seen him twice. She was in a cast for more than 4 months. And since then, she has received OTPT. And now she is able to walk with pain in the left ankle and foot. Despite surgery, the pain is not completely gone away. And she uses cane to walk with. The impact of the car accident caused airbags to hit into the to explode, and the face and the chest hit into the airbag. The neck whiplashed. There was a head injury, and the left ankle hit into the brake pedal and was stuck into the floor and the brake pedal and was fractured. History of presenting illness. Patient reports that she's suffering from headaches even now, and they are located on both temples, left and right, moderately severe, constant, not related to or not improved by light or worsened by light or the noise. And there is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. She denies any symptom of TBI, no history of vertigo, dizziness, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no history of any seizures, loss of memory, or forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration. There is no history of any nightmares, fearful of the event, peeing in the bed, or incontinence of the urine bowel. No nausea, vomiting, and no vision problems are reported. Regarding the pain, patient reports that there is some unusual pain that she's suffering is in the right side of the neck, especially in the upper fibers of trapezius and upper part of the shoulder, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 without radiation to the arms. The other area of pain is lower back, which is and the tailbone, which is around 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Besides this, the ankle pain is reported to be 7. No radiation to the legs is reported. The pains are continuous, and she reports them to be feeling like, she describes them as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching, and tender. And the pain is from 5 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 in severity. ADLs are affected, 6, most of them, on a scale of 1 to 10. And the pain is worsened. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing and walking and improved by nothing. She has a history of x-rays being done in the past. These pains in the neck area and shoulder area as well as in the lower back are not associated with any numbness, tingling, pins, needle or muscle weakness or bladder bowel incontinence. There is no saddle anesthesia, no lethargy, lightheadedness, weakness. Mild difficulty in walking is reported. And other than that, there is mild anxiety, depression, and sleep disturbance, but denies any panic. She suffers from some depression and anxiety. However, there is no homicidal thought, suicidal thought. There is no issue with the self-worth or concentration. System review is as follows. The positive ones are psychiatric, depression, and anxiety. And musculoskeleton is positive for assistive device using cane. Past surgical history, left ankle surgery, 2/20/2021 by Dr. Crawford at San Agres Hospital. Allergies to aspirin. Family history is positive as follows. Mother is deceased from Alzheimer. Father is deceased from old age. And siblings are diseased from asthma. Relationship status patient is married, lives with her husband. And she has been married 50 years. Employment status patient is not working currently. And she is retired. In the legal history, patient has Mr. Jordan Wardot as the attorney. Personal history, patient does not drink, does use smoke, occasionally 5 to 6 cigarettes a day, and does not abuse recreational drugs. The ADLs that are affected are as follows. Standing, running, opening container, and reaching into cabinets are affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 137/89. Heart rate is 67. Respiratory is 18. Temperature 97.1. Height is 5 feet 4 inches. Weight is 94 pounds. A 70-year-old African-American female of a good built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonic here. Hydration is good. And does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. The patient does not appear to be extremely anxious or lethargic. The attitude and demeanor is good, and the patient is able to walk with a cane, but walking is not painful or limping. The rest of the physical examination is from the template, except in the skin. Please mention that there is a scar of 3 inches in the left foot where there was a surgery done. The scar is located at the calcaneal area. Neurological is normal and so is the musculature. And gait is slightly slow but not painful. In the musculature examination, you can mention that there is a spasm of the right upper trapezius fibers with several trigger points noticed, even including the cervical fibers. Other than that, rest of the muscles are pretty good, and no paraspinal region muscle spasm or in any other area. There is no spasm or fasciculation or tremors, and all the muscles have a normal tone, bulk, and contractions. The musculoskeletal examination inspection is completely normal. Entire spine has a normal curvature and alignment, and no scars are noticed. On palpation, there is no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest height is equal, and no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none is present. Hypertonicity is zero. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, side flexion is 40, and rotation is 60. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 45, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation is 35. Hyperextension is painful beyond 35 degrees. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is found negative. The Sperling sign is negative. Lerner test is negative. Distraction test is negative. Sotohart test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test and Slum test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Burdensky-Koenig test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees bilaterally. Contralateral leg rest test is positive. Breger test negative. Kemp test negative. Babinski test negative. Sacroiliac joint, mild sacroiliac joint tenderness as well as tenderness to the coccyx is present. However, the standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test are all negative. Faber test is positive bilaterally. Vanselin test is positive bilaterally. Trendelenburg sign is negative. The extremities examination, except for the left ankle and foot, rest of the extremities are found to be warm to touch and well perfused with no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, or varicose veins. A range of motion of all the joints, including the left ankle and foot, is completely normal. Quick test is negative, no leg length discrepancy is noticed, and gait is slightly slow, but patient is able to walk with a cane. The examination of the left ankle and foot reveals that the patient has no swelling. There is a scar in the lateral part of the ankle, 3 inch long, to fix the calcaneus bone. Other than that, no swelling, no tenderness, pedal edema. The range of motions are reasonably good. There is a presence of severe bunions in both sides. Diagnosis. General V89.2XXD. R26.2. Z79.891. And then CNS R51 and F41.1, F32.9, muscles M60.9, M62.838, ligaments M54.0. Trigger point on the right upper trapezius. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, M53.82, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine, none. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine M54.17, M46.1, and S33.5XXA. In the lower extremities, please mention that the patient has following diagnosis: M25.571, pain right ankle, and then fracture of the calcaneus. The plan of care for Michelle Spruce is from the template. Treatment plan is from the template, which includes the physical therapy. Although the patient has done a lot of physical therapy, but the pains have not gone away. And she also has a pain in the tailbone and sacroiliac joints, ankle pain due to the previous fracture. And there is a possibility of a shoulder pain with the possibility of a rotator cuff tear, but not sure that the physical examination was not abnormal. And the patient may require some injections to this area. And So the therapy 2 times a week is ordered. The disability is none. Medications. Following medications are provided to the patient. Non-narcotic, Naprosyn 375 twice a day, Skelaxin 800 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation and healing and removing the trigger points by medication. Lidocaine gel 5% 200 gram for topical pain relief is provided for help with the pain. Narcotic pain medications have not been provided on this visit. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. We have a discharge summary from the Sinai Grace Hospital. And according to this, the patient was involved in an automobile accident. And she was provided medication, Narco, Lovinax, Cymbalta, and Ativan. And it also reports that the patient was underwent a close reduction and percutaneous pinning of the left calcaneus, and the patient tolerated the procedure very well without any complications. The x-rays from that visit are also there, showing the surgical operation with the nail that has been put in. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended at this moment. Possibly patient, if doesn't get better, may require some injection to the supraspinatus tendon, intra-articular shoulder joint injection, as well as into the trigger points that are identified. If they are not resolved by ordinary therapy, then it could be done. She also has a pain and tenderness in sacroiliac joint, as well as into calcaneus, where further treatment might be required. Referred to neuropsych and surgical options are none at this time. Attended care, none. And medical records, none. Investigations. An MRI of the lumbar spine is being ordered at Sinai Grace Hospital to identify the issue at the lower back. DMEs, the patient already has a cane and no DMEs are provided. Weight loss program is not needed. Disability is already discussed. Patient is not disabled. Follow-up visit 30 days. Direct contact, yes. In the diagnosis, please do mention the right shoulder diagnosis, which are M25.511, M75.30, M7.50, and S43.432D. Regarding the findings of the shoulder, can you please mention that there's some finding of the right shoulder as follows. On inspection, the right shoulder appeared completely normal. On palpation, there was no tenderness in the shoulder joint and no dislocation or any other finding. No muscle spasm. Range of motion was limited, and the shoulder on the right side had a maximum abduction up to 140 degrees. The pain level, residual pain level was 6, and muscle strength was 4/5. Special tests were found negative. The drop arm test is negative, anterior posterior apprehension negative, speed test negative, near test negative, empty beer can test was negative, as well as Hawken Kennedy test was negative. Distally, the tenor sign, felon sign were negative for carpotunnel. Could you please add this shoulder examination in the area of exam at the end, where extremities examination is concerned? She is only finding in the right shoulder area and the left ankle and foot. Thank you.